Let's turn in the scriptures to Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. And we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 28. Proverbs 17, verses 1 through 28. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 1. These are God's words. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abominations to the Lord. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friends. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Those are God's words. Well, again, the Proverbs, going through the individual or single Proverbs. Here are a few common themes again. And there's probably more than a few, but at least a few. The first, looking at this morning, a condemnation of those who love strife. He condemns those who love strife. Better, verse 1, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A house full of worshippers of God, they have strife. That's not as good. Verse 14. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. And verse 19, he loveth transgression that loveth strife. And he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. And then the Lord through Solomon condemns your wicked tongue. This is maybe the second time we've looked at the tongue. Going through the Proverbs, verse 4. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. And verse 7. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. And verse 9. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. And there two are relationships, marriages, friendships in the church, brothers and sisters in Christ, repeating a matter, that is repeating a sin and holding someone to that sin continually, even though they've repented. It separates very friends. Verse 20. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. And then finally he condemns, at least that's what we're looking at this morning, he condemns injustice. Verse 13, whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. Verse 15, he that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Verse 23. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. And then verse 26. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. When the ruler is just to punish the ruler is not good. And so, friends, here we are to turn from these evils. We are to love the Lord, but here especially love our neighbor by being more apt to listen. That was another kind of theme here. Even verse 28, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. To listen instead of continually speaking and causing strife and even cursing, even with a wicked tongue. These are condemned here. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we give you praise once again today for your word. We're thankful for these Proverbs, these truths unto us from you. And we pray that we would be receptive to them, not only in our ears, but our minds and our hearts, our wills and our affections, that you would do your great work of sanctification. But also, Father, we pray for those who are still in their sins, that you would turn them from their wickedness, their wicked tongue, their injustice, their striving with you and their neighbor. Father, turn these, all who are still in their sins, turn them from those sins unto Jesus Christ, your Son, that they would be saved from their sins, from the guilt of their sins, from the condemnation of their sins, from the eternity of death and destruction and punishment. We do not desire that any would have that destruction or that punishment forever. Just as you do not desire any man to be that, but you offer your Son freely to all who hear, and all today who hear amongst us this morning. And Father, we pray that the gospel would be proclaimed faithfully today, and your name would be praised, even that we would respond in obedience to the call of Jesus Christ, your Son, by believing and repenting of our sins. And as your people, Father, turn us from our remaining sins, grant us greater faith, strengthen us in faith by these means of grace that you granted to us. The Word, the sacraments, and prayer. And even after this time, fellowship with one another, that we would be not speaking on the Sabbath, the Lord's Day, of worldly things and recreations and our pleasures, but rather we'd be speaking of you and encouraging one another in the gospel and the truth, so that we would be those who are challenging one another to a greater faith and turning from our sins together as we pray for one another. As we seek to serve one another, we ask that you would help us, that you would sanctify our hearts by the blood of Christ your Son, that you would cause us even by the Holy Spirit to mortify our sins and the wickedness that still remains, to put it to death because we hate it. We truly hate our sin, and we ask that you would turn us from it and grant us your righteousness in Christ your Son. Grant us an obedience to your commandments, that your name would be praised, you would be glorified. And Father, today we pray for our congregation, that you would enliven us by your Spirit, that you would cleanse us corporately even of our sins, our corporate sins. Cause the elders to, by your Spirit and Word, to lead us together away from Satan, the world and the flesh, and towards your Son, to you, Father, and to your ways, even the way in Jesus Christ, your Son. We pray that you would provide for us and grant us more people, and that your name would be praised, because we look forward to a day according to your promises when all the nations will gather and praise your name and covenant with Christ your Son. And for this to happen, we know that there needs to be more churches. There needs to be more of the gospel preached to all nations. And so, Father, we seek to plant another church, even as weak and small as we are. Father, we desire to plant another church. We ask that you would pour out your Spirit that bring this about at the perfect time, if it be according to your will. And we know that if it's not from us, we know it is your will nonetheless, that churches will be planted and the gospel will go forth. So bring that about. We plead in accordance with your word and your promise, with which you are always faithful. Father, we do praise you as well, that you are upholding us. We pray that you would protect us from the evil one. Protect us from wolves that would come in amongst us, divide us. There would be no false teaching amongst us. That you would give us the truth. And you would give us hearts receptive to the truth. And to put off every false idea and word and thought and desire and emotion. That your name would be praised. Father, we praise you today as well for, as we think of the past week, Jeannie's surgery went well. We praise you that she's here today with us. We're thankful that the Maxwells made it safely to Maryland. We ask that you would, Virginia, I forget which one, but Father, we pray that you would grant them blessing. And today, as they're worshiping with another congregation, that there would be little distraction for them, but that they'd be able to worship you with your people. Father, we ask that those who will travel soon, Kendall and Carla to Idaho, we pray that you would give them safety as well, and that you would bless your people, all of us, Father, and returning all your people back to be with us, if that would be your will. And if not, Father, we give you the glory and praise, knowing that your good and dark providences are for our good, always. And so we praise you. Our Father, we are thankful as well that you seem to have preserved Dina's mom. She fell yesterday. We pray that you would heal her and give Dina rest as she was up all night. Pray that, Lord willing, she would be able to come this evening. And so give her the strength and the rest of her body to be able to do so. And Father, make us all as well to be faithful and worshiping you morning and evening. We remember your example in the scriptures of worship morning and evening on the Sabbath day. And we pray that we would be faithful, faithful to the call of the under-shepherds of Christ on this Lord's Day, that they have, or we have been called to worship morning and evening. We pray that you would give us faithfulness to you in worshiping you when we are so called on your day according to your commandment. And be here and be faithful unto you, that your name would be praised. And Father, as well, we ask that you would grant to us more children. We love children. We know that they are a blessing from the Lord. We know that they are a blessing to parents, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, and grandparents as well. But Father, they are also a blessing to all of us. And so, Father, we pray that you would provide this congregation with more children in your timing, according to your will. We pray that you would comfort those who have lost children, and even children who have gone out from the covenant people of God and rebelled against you and rejected Christ, your Son. Father, comfort your people today and grant a special measure of grace to such as these. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.